Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay. And I'm just going to say the statement that you said earlier. Okay. As we talked about what we were going to watch this All-Star weekend, you said confidently, LeBron has ruined the slam dunk contest. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say that.
Let's go from there.
I would say more than any other player, you know, because we always talk about who's not in the slam dunk contest, and we think about Major League's home run derby and the reason why we tune in to watch it and have watched it over the last 20, 25 years, because every power hitter has participated in it at least once. You know, going back to Griffey, going back to Bonds, right on down to Judge and Stanton, the power hitters and Harper, the power hitters participate in it at least once. Okay. And so, I mean, this is something that he's never participated in. And I think the fact that he hasn't has made it okay for other players of his ilk who want to be considered in his company for them to avoid it too. And so, if he's that guy, you know, for the league, and a lot of people want to start out, you want to make a comparison with him and another number 23 today.
Well, that's what's been going on.
The other number 23 really made the event and brought the event up to a higher level than it was. Right. So that's the thing. I mean, that's not really a knock. I don't think it's an unfair knock. I don't know if anybody disagrees with me. But
oh, yeah, I do. I'm saying it over here.
To me, more than anybody else, his failure to participate has been something that has taken away some of the luster from the event.
The word you used was ruined. I don't think it's ruined,
but I think my point is,
I disagree with you 100%. Yeah. But I get what you're saying as far, hey, Rodney Harris, yeah, shout out to you. Yeah. I agree with you that it's sort of played out. And I can't compare it to baseball and the home run derby because of this. That is creativity, what those guys are doing with the slam dunk. If you're a power hitter, all you got to do is walk up to the plate and swing. There's no preparation that you have to go through for the home run derby if you're a power hitter. If you're in a slam dunk contest, you hear these guys, since we've been watching it, talk about how they have worked on that dunk during practices. They have gone and created. We remember the famous one here in Atlanta, Spud Webb, used to talk about how much time he spent with Dominique. And Dominique came out before because he didn't participate, if you remember. He didn't participate in that one. And Dominique was telling everybody, y'all wait till you see this kid Spud. And nobody believed this 5'7" guy was going to be able to do anything, let alone win it. And they have to practice it. But to your point as far as LeBron, the reason I don't think, even if he participated once, he'd have anything to do with how people look at it now is because they've been done. And whether he participated in his second year or third year, we would have forgotten about that by now.
I don't think so. I think if he had participated in the slam dunk, that'll be part of his video clips.
Well, that's true.
Certain video clips of his in his past, in his first year, second year, that they always call up when they talk about his career.
Yeah, but Sam, that has no bearing on the creativity that would have come after his performance and maybe continued to take it, like you said, Michael, took it to another level. I don't think LeBron could have done anything that would have taken it to a level that would have been sustained here in 2019 or even the last 5 years. And my main reason for saying that is this. Michael was creative. LeBron was a power dunker. He ran down, jumped over everybody.
They had power dunkers who participated in
it. And they didn't win it for the most part. No power dunker won it. You had to have creativity. And, I mean, you may talk about some of the early years, but even going back to Dr. J and Kenny Skywalker and all them dudes, man, they had creativity in it. When LeBron dunks, he brings power with it. That's what makes us open our mouth and go, oh, my God. But there's not a lot of twisting and turning, and that's because he is 6'8" and 2", whatever he is. That's just my thought. So I don't think that his participation, one way or the other, would have had any bearing on how we look at the slam dunk contest right now.
I think the way that he was able to go around it and not participate in it was a signal for other players of his ilk who want to be considered elite players in the league that they didn't have to do it either, and that's why it's happening. So to me, his failure to participate set the stage for others who come into the league since.
Well, let me ask you this. Who's been in the league since that didn't participate that you wanted to see?
But I'm just saying guys who are of that ilk who want to be the premier players who, you know, feel like they don't have to go and participate in it.
Okay. There's also something to be said for some of the guys who are fear,
Dwight Howard did some. Dwight Howard put the cape on and did the Superman thing.
You don't want to bring him into this.
But I'm saying for a guy. You talked about a 6'8 guy. Here's a guy 6'11.
And what did he do?
He won it.
He flew over and threw the ball in. He didn't even dunk it.
But he won.
He had a little game. And he came up with something. He was creative.
You remember it.
He was, again, yeah, you're right. Because he was creative. And LeBron ain't put no cape on or doing something like
do
that.
I didn't say he had to do that, but he could do something. To me, not participate, to me, like I said, showed other players where you don't have to do that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.